appreciation for your being here this morning. We can't we say it so often, but we do say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. So appreciate your desire to be with us very, very much. Again, I gotta ask my brethren to look around and make sure that someone may have walked in, didn't get a bulletin. And if that's you, you're very welcome to get up now and go get one. That won't bother me as long as you come back in. You know, don't go out and stay out. But we'll see. So again, very thankful for your desire to be with us today. This is a lesson that we just got started on last week, looking at some resources or helps that are available to help us in remaining steadfast in faith. And we need those things to kind of give us that push or to give us that oomph, as we say, to kind of keep us going in the right direction. So last week we just looked at a couple in your notes, a couple of the first three. Number one, we noticed that the Word of God gives us abundant help to stay faithful. In Psalm 119:105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my pathway. So the Word of God provides us rich encouragement to stay faithful. Second, we notice prayer. So we know that it's hard to do wrong when you're praying to do right. So prayer, when we look up to God as a source of strength and encouragement in our life, it helps us to stay faithful. Number three, just being God conscious. Jesus did that in his life. He says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. So one thing that perhaps that kept Jesus on course, that provided him encouragement, was just to say, this is what God, my Father, wants me to do. And then number three. So that brings us to number four, where we are today. Now I think in number four is just reverent fear of God. Reverent fear of God. To be in fear of God means to be in awe. It means to have respect for His position, His power, His ability to do. And so I think when we realize who God is, and if God has an impression on our mind, it will move us to do that which is right. Just reverence, fear of God. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Interesting, it ties those phrases together. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. Proverbs 16, verse 6, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, fear God, keep His commandments. This is the whole of mankind, or man. It's our foundation for living. It's that faith upon which we stand. Fear God. And that moves us to keep His commandments. Hebrews 10, verse 31 says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Fearful thing. I'm always afraid to go before people especially when I've done something wrong. It doesn't happen very often. but there have been occasions in my life when I've done something wrong and I've had to go before somebody. I think of my dad might say, Brian, come here. And I can tell by the tone of his voice whether this is going to be good or not so good. But sometimes when someone's dad would say, Brian, come here, and I think, oh, what have I done? Okay, I'm good. And I could just come bounding in. Here I am, Dad, what do you need? Or Mom. I just felt good about going into their presence without any fear, so to speak. But there were other times. Brian, come here. to remember to put that note on my mail slot, just to see me. And my life would flash before my eyes. You know, if I knew that I didn't do anything wrong, I could just kind of go in there and say, hey, here I am. What do you need? What can I help you with? What did you do wrong?
Redemption. That's the greatest love story ever told.
or to move us to obedience. So I listed both of these in your notes. Some people you need to hear about the terror of the Lord, and others need to hear about the love of God. Sometimes we need to hear both stories. Number six in your notes. Continuing this list. Just knowing that others care about me. One of our other earlier song books that we used years and years ago had a song in it titled, I Would Be True. And the first stanza of that song gives that phrase, along with this lesson on knowing that others care about me, moves me to faithfulness. It began, I would be true, for there are those who trust me. I would be pure, for there are those who care. So you think about your various relationships in life. People that we don't want to disappoint moves us to steadfastness. Could be in your marriage, your spouse. Could be your parents. Well, I can't do this thing. Mom and Dad would be so disappointed. I can't do wrong. Could be friends. Oh, my friend put me in this position. It's a position of trust. I can't disappoint them. Could be your employer. Or maybe someone recommended you for a job, and you think, I'm going to do this job to the best of my ability. They recommended me. I can't let them down. See, in various relationships of life, sometimes it's the thought of somebody else that moves us to be the best worker, or the best partner, or the best friend, or the best student. The same way in Christianity, in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, says, cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Just knowing that God cares about us or someone else should move us to do that which is right. Number seven, keep good company. Keep good company. You've always heard that expression, you lay down with the dogs, you get up with the fleas. You know, we had a cat, and there was a time when if that cat had fleas, I didn't pick that cat up. Or if I say, here, kitty, kitty, it's because I have a can of spray behind me. Get that cat all wet with flea spray. See, some things in life are contagious. And sometimes it's the wrong things that grab us. The Exodus 23, verse 2, don't follow a multitude to do evil. Stay away from there. In Nehemiah 13, verse 26, it says, then did Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things. And then it tells you what the things that caused Solomon to sin. It says, ye among many nations, was there no king like him who was beloved of his God? And God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 says, evil companions corrupt the good morals. Romans 13, verse 14 says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So sometimes where we go and who we go with determines the direction we take in life, whether we will be good for God or no good. So keep good company. And when we gather, what purpose of an assembly? Hebrews 10, verse 24 says, when we gather ourselves together, and we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because it provides an opportunity to provoke one another to love and good works. The value of assembly, to being with brethren, those of like precious faith, is an opportunity for encouragement and uplifting. So don't miss that. The last one I have, number eight. Knowing that you need to prepare to meet God. You need to make preparations. we assemble for worship, we encourage people to get ready. Get ready in advance because you will need God one day. Same thing in life. When you came to the building this morning, you got up and you got ready. You prepared. In other words, you don't look the way you do now, the way you looked when you got up this morning. Well, I see two or three of you doing this. Not really. I'm not going to point or call anything. But you get the illustration. You made ready. The same thing in the spiritual side of life. Make ready. Get ready. You know? So I listed these things in your notes. These things will help us to stay steadfast in faith. Get ready and stay ready to remain steadfast in faith. That closes the lesson, and always at the close of a lesson we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation, a song of exhortation. If you're here this morning and not a member of the New Testament Church, never been baptized for remission of sins, we can accomplish that. If you've heard the good news that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and you believe it, and you're willing to turn your life around, and confess your faith before witnesses that are gathered here that Jesus, that you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, you can be baptized for remission of sin. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, you rise to walk in newness of life. Brand new. A Christian. And from that point on, then you begin to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the invitation we extend. And to help you in making that decision, we sing an invitation song. Provide time for you to reflect on that decision. So if that's your choice this morning, if that's your resolve, while we're singing this song, we just simply ask you to come and have a seat beside me. And at the close of the song, you just let your request be known. So let's stand together and sing the song that does this. And if you need to respond, or if that's your desire, your resolve, please come while we're singing this.